Good morning. We are in the middle of our study of Masechta Shabbos. We are in the 13th parak, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Oseh Shnei Bati Nirin, Benirin. Let's say a person is involved in a loom. So there are two heddles. And if he goes ahead and he makes two Bati Nirin, in the Nirin, or Bakiros, or he puts two stitches, or two woofs, two of the long ranges, with the holes, around a Kiros, around a weaver's comb. Or he does so bakvara ubasal. He does it benafa bakvara ubasal. He does it with in the process of making a net, and he puts it through another net, or he does it through a sieve, or he does it in a basket, and he's weaving. In all of these situations, chayev chatas, he's going to be chayev to bring a carbon chatas. Vatofer shtei tfiros. If somebody stitches two stitches, vakorei manaslit four shtei tfiros. Or if somebody goes ahead and rips out stitches in order to go ahead and make two stitches, so that, as we learned previously in the Avos Malachos, would be enough for a person to be chayef. Says the Mishnah in Perikid Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, continuing, HaKorea Bachamoso, if somebody tears because he's angry, right, Valmeso, or he tears because he's so distressed, he lost a relative, V'chola Mekalkalin, or any other situation of Kilkol on Shabbos, Pturin, in that situation, you would be pater from chatas, and if it was done b'mezid, you would be pater from death. Why is that? So the Gemara explains that if a person tears al meso, we have to assume that he's tearing without a chiev to tear. But if he has a chiev of kriya, right, so in that situation, where a person has to go ahead and do so, he is yotzei mitzvahs kriya, and that's called a tikkun. And the same thing happens, the Rambam holds, in regard to the guy who tears out of anger, if it calms him down within the process, right, he should be chayev. But everyone else, the Rashi and the Raiva, they seem to understand that the tearing of a garment doesn't make a person calm down. And a person's not allowed to go ahead and tear things in order to calm himself down. And so therefore, these are acts of kilkul, these are not acts of tikkun. When it comes to a person who destroys something in order to go ahead and fix it, so in such a situation, shiur kamisakin, we look at the shiur of the tikkun. If the destruction is ripping stitches, so then we look at how many stitches you'd be chayev. If the question is erasing, you have to erase two letters, because the process of making the two letters is two letters in order to be chayev. So that is the situation that we use in order to determine our level of chayev. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning.